Good day, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. Today's date is October 23rd, 2021. And this is episode 70, season 3. I have an interesting show coming up. I'm going to talk about three topics. And right now we're going into commercial. And this program is brought to you by the Optical Department at Sears. And here is a commercial from the 1970s. Enjoy, everybody.
You deserve a second look. You've got it at the Optical Department at Sears. Buy the first pair of fashion frames at our regular low price. Get 25% off a second pair. Get fashion frames that will kill him in the evening or shake him up on the job. Get a pair for that outdoorsy look and one for that cozy nook. Buy any frame at our regular low price. Get 25% off a second frame. You deserve a second look.
The Optical Department at Sears.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial. That jingle is very memorable while growing up in Chicago. At the end of the commercial, you hear the Optical Department at Sears. And, well, Sears, it's sort of gone. Some capacity is still around. But like I said in a previous podcast episode, the last one that closed in Illinois was at Woodfield Mall in Schaumburg. And the optical department was long gone. I think it went away probably in the 90s. Maybe 80s or 90s. I remember seeing it at Chicago Ridge Mall, right near my house. And I believe it was on the second floor. And it was right in the back near the appliances. And they had a display of eyeglasses. And that's probably was the optical department, you know. And right now, if you want glasses, you go to Lens Crafters or any other places or at your eye doctor. So that's another memory that's long gone. Okay, right now I'm going to talk about three things on this episode. First off, I'm going to talk about the Altman Camera Company. Next, I'm going to talk about WSDM 98, the radio station that hosted by Connie Searson. She was a DJ, and there were some other female DJs. I will talk about them as well. And the third and final thing I will talk about is Evans Furrier. It's funny. It doesn't roll off the tongue. Okay. Right now I'll talk about the Altman Camera Company. And I don't remember this camera company or the store that was located in the Chicago Loop. I remember Shutan. I remember the commercials they showed that on WGN Channel 9 for a long time. And let's see, there was Wolk Camera. I remember that. And there was Line Photo. All those are gone. Believe it or not, the only camera shop that's still there is Central Camera. And that last year in 2020, when they had the riots and the protests, that store caught fire, and it was heavily damaged. But the owner said, "I'm coming back," and he did. He did come back. Hopefully, as far as I know, it's being rebuilt, or it has been rebuilt, or they're going next door to another store. So we see. So God bless them. It's run by the grandson of the founder. So that was a horrible thing to happen. That's inexcusable, you know, because that's an icon. That's an iconic store, you know. I guess these people that were protesting, they were from out of town. They got no idea, or they did. Who knows? Okay, back to the Altman Camera Company. This was founded by a man named Ralph Altman. And one day he came to Chicago in 1947. And this is according to his obituary, and to visit his brother. And he had a longtime love of photography. So he he didn't start the business right away. He started very small. He went and he was going through the classifieds, searching for used photo equipment. And then he fixed them and repaired them. And it was, he held his business at his brother's house. And then he developed a clientele, became very successful. And he opened his first shop. It was at Congress Parkway and Wabash Avenue, which now is Ida B. Wells Street. And the location outgrew, business was booming. And then he went to two other locations. The second one was at 16 South Wabash. And the other one was at 129 North Wabash Street. So he was always on Wabash Avenue. And the last one he held the business, when that closed up, I think in the 70s, mid-70s, probably around 1975, that store closed. And then B. Dalton Bookstore moved in. And I went there frequently when I worked downtown in the 80s. I'm by lunch hour or like after work, or sometimes when I visit downtown, I always go to those two bookstores. I either go to Crocs and Bertano's or a B. Dalton's. And they were wonderful. And B. Dalton Bookstore had, I think, three levels, I could be wrong. And it was huge. And that's how Altman Camera was. And judging from the pictures on the internet, there were counters of cameras on display, even on the shelves. They probably had their own dark room, probably. And or if you want film developed, they do that for you. And it was a very famous store. A lot of people in the old days remembered it very well. And it's a shame because cameras now... Later on, digital came, and then you don't see many digital cameras either. So you take your pictures with your iPhone or any cell phone you have. It's not the same because a camera is a camera, you know. And I remember when I was growing up, I remember my mother bought her first Kodak Instamatic camera. It was in the 60s. It was a beautiful model. And believe it or not, she still has a camera. We have it in the house. She hasn't used it in maybe 15 years. So I don't know if it's operating. Who knows? But it's a keepsake. It really is. And then so Ralph Altman died January 6, 2002, the same day as my father died. He died in 2006. So that was 4 years prior. And so he was, let's say he was very innovative, you know. Cameras at the time were a new thing. So they were popping up everywhere. And a lot of people have hobbies in photography, or they went to college and learned. And it's a wonderful, wonderful field. Still is. I mean, they're still photographers and photojournalists. So that's good. Okay. Second thing I will talk about is WSDM. Excuse me. I'll give you a little history about that in the beginning. The call letters was stood for smack dab in the middle. There were call letters previously. I'll read them off. First, it started as W83C. That only went from 1942 to 1943. And then it was WEHS from 1943 to 1963. Excuse me. And prior to WSDM was WHFC. And that only went for 2 years, from 63 to 65. Now, WSDM was changed on March 8, 1965. As I said before, it stood for smack dab in the middle. And the station was known as the station with the girls and all that jazz. And the female DJs were known as the Den Pals, And it included Yvonne Daniels, Cody Sweet, Penny Lane, Nancy Plume, and Connie Cerzan. And she was known as Dawn. That was her name on the radio. And there was also Linda Ellerbee. She was known as Hush Puppy. We all know Linda Ellerbee later on became a journalist. And I used to watch her every night in the 80s, right after David Letterman. And she had NBC News overnight. I think her co-host was Lloyd Dobbins. And when I was studying late at night, when I went to DeVry Institute, I crammed for exams. I would turn on David Letterman, and then I watch NBC News overnight because I couldn't sleep or I was just stressed out, you know, because I needed to relax. And Linda Ellerbee was wonderful. You know, she was great. She had that, you know, she didn't look like she didn't have any sense of humor, but she seemed like a very smart lady. Anyway, back to the WSDM. I'm going to talk a little bit about Connie Cerzan. And I find her, she's a very interesting person. And she was discovered by Penny Lane, one of the DJs at WSDM, because Connie Cerzan first worked at WCFL. And her radio name was Den Pal Dawn. And where she was featured as the Bachelor Boy Household Hint of the Day. And the ladies did celebrity gossip. And then she was there for a while. And then she went, and then she had did a morning show at WIND AM. And later on, she became the first female rock jock to have her own primetime program on the radio. And let's see. She was featured on the on television, and she also worked at other stations. And she worked at WJMK, WJEZ, WJJD, and US 99. Oh, she was wonderful. And she also guest hosted on the Kitty A Go Go show with the Mall Queens, and that was in 1970. And that was around the time where the female DJs were very popular. Okay. Right now, I'm going to play a radio promo from 1970 from WSDM. It's called The Wonderful Weekend World. And this promo was sponsored by Music Craft Music Store, which I remember fondly. It was located in Old Town. I believe Old Town, no, right near Water Tower Place and on Oak Street. And also, oh, no, I'm sorry, probably the Gold Coast, pardon me, at the Gold Coast neighborhood. And then it was in Chicago on West 95th Street. And I think it eventually moved to Evergreen Park, which I remember going to that location when I was in the 70s. So here's the promo from 1970 for WSDM.
The next half hour of music smack dab in the middle on WSDM is brought to you by Musicraft, dealers in the finest sound equipment around, whether it's stereo portables, FM tuners, tape cartridge machines, amps, turntables, or anything else you may need to make today's big sound into the best sound, you'll find it at Musicraft, 48 East Oak and 2035 West 95th Street. In the middle of your FM dial, 24 hours a day at 98. It's Den Pal Dawn, shining through your weekend. Now till 3 p.m. in the 98 Music Game.
Okay, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that promo. I found that on YouTube. I edited it out a bit. And it was mostly music towards the end. But it's wonderful to hear vintage promos in the Chicagoland area. I love that. And believe it or not, Connie Cerzan is on Facebook. So if you find her, you can become friends with her. Right now, I don't know what she's doing exactly. She's not on the radio, I don't think so. And from what I heard, she's a portrait artist, so she paints, and she probably. So I bet she's very talented. And later on, she attended the School of the Art Institute and American Academy of Art and Northwest University, and that's where I guess she furthered her education on painting. So that's wonderful. God bless her. Okay, and so WSDM lasted until March 14, 1977, and we all know what radio station it became. It became the Loop 97.9, which I grew up on the Loop during high school with Steve Dahl and Gary Meyer and Lorelei, and it's classic. Oh, it's wonderful. Wonderful station. My favorite songs, my favorite band they used to play a lot on the Loop was The Cars. I have their first two albums. It's my favorites, my all-time favorites. I never get tired of them. Their debut album and the second one called Candio. And I listen to them all the time. I could listen to them every day if I want to, but that's a bit much. I don't overdo it. Okay. That'll be all for WSDM. The third thing I will talk about is Evans Furrier Shop. Furrier. I can't say that word, Furrier. I posted a photo of Evans furs on my Facebook page, Vanished Chicagoland, and the response of that was very positive because they remember that store very well. It was also located in other malls. For example, I think it was at Fort City, Evergreen Plaza in Evanston, also the Mag Mile, Oakbrook Center, probably Old Orchard, probably. I don't know. They were everywhere. So I'll give you a little history of that. In 1929, a man named Abraham Meltzer founded Evans Fur. And it was first located at 162 North State Street. And during and then 1936, it moved to the main store, which was there until the end at 36 South State Street, and that's where the headquarters was. And he ran it for during the 40s and the 50s, and by the time in the 60s, his son David Meltzer took over the business in 1964. But at the time, there were animal rights movements because of it was cruel to animals because of fur. I can understand that. I don't like animals being hurt either, but fur coats are they're very luxurious, very so soft and beautiful. My mother has a fur coat, but it's not real fur. My father bought it when he was alive, and she only wore it maybe once or twice, only during winter. When she went to church or somewhere, or we go somewhere to a party, she would wear that. And my brother does something funny. It's like a weird tradition. Every time she would come home, my brother would wear it around the house just to be funny. And my mom said that you look like Liberace wearing that. I remember when he was alive, when he entertained at his Las Vegas shows, he wore a lot of furs and jewelry. And then it's still today is still like that, and sales plummeted, during the 1970s. You don't see many fur coats today, and a lot of women don't wear them, especially younger women. I can understand that. And then during the 1980s, David's son Robert took over the business, but there was a lot of pressure from, of course, from animal rights groups. Then the company lost money from 1996 to 99, and then they just decided to close up shop. They sold the remaining company stores to like department stores, that carry they probably carry the brand, like for example at Marshall Field's or Carson Perry Scott. But believe it or not, you can still find fur coats on eBay or Etsy. And according to some people, they still buy them. They buy them for, I don't know, for collection sakes, or they just want a fur coat. It's amazing like that. But I don't think that's going to come back in style. I don't see that happening. No way. So, you know, but they're beautiful. They really are. And that. Okay. That'll be all for this. I talked about the Altman Camera Company. I talked about WSDM with Connie Searson and, of course, Evans Furs. I'm going to talk about a couple things before I go off the air. First off, there was an actor named Peter Scolari, and he passed away yesterday. And he was best known for his role on Bosom Buddies and Newhart. The first time I saw him on TV was, of course, Bosom Buddies, the star Tom Hanks. And when I first saw it on TV, it was in 1980. And I remember the theme song, it was the song with Billy Joel, My Life. And those guys were goofy, you know, because they wanted to, they were trying to find a place to live. But they had to dress up like women, and they stayed at a women's hotel, I believe. And eventually, the women that they talked to, they figured it out, or they revealed them. I don't remember. I seen the show. It was so long ago. It was like 40 years ago. But it made those guys famous, especially Tom Hanks. And later on, those guys starting other television shows. I remember Tom Hanks was on Family Ties, Love Boat. He was on Happy Days. And then he started his movie career. I remember Splash and Big. And to this day, he's world famous. He's a wonderful man. Wonderful man. And Peter Scolari starred on Newhart. And he was a very popular actor. He stayed until the end. From I think he started in the second season or third season. First, he was a recurring part and then became a full-time cast member until the show ended in 1990. But he guest starred in a lot of shows. Sometimes he played comedy roles or, you know, straight. And he was a wonderful man. He was 66 years old. He died of cancer. He had a 2-year battle. So also one thing, he was a good juggler. I remember seeing him on shows he juggled. He was talented. Oh, my God. Should have been in a circus. I guess he chose acting. So condolences to his family. Yeah, it's very sad. And then one more thing is about me. This week I took my blood test before I go see my urologist for my prostate cancer recovery. I went this past Monday, and on next Wednesday, on the 27th of October, I will go see my urologist to see if my PSA level will drop to zero. Hopefully, I'm almost there. Almost there. If it does, then I'll be in remission. If not, then we'll just wait. Go to the doctor again. But so far, so good. I'm doing well. Most of the side effects have subsided little by little, but I'm not out of the woods. I still have issues going to the bathroom. So we'll see. So on the 27th of October, I will tell people on social media on my results because they are anticipating. They're waiting for that. Okay. So that'll be all for today. And this is Pete Costanis for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. This is episode 70, season 3. I will probably do another podcast tomorrow. We'll see. We'll see about that. Gather up some material. I probably will do one. Not Tuesday, which I always do, because I have a lot of things to do. So, and then probably the next weekend, I will do a Halloween show, which will be on, the show will be on October 30th. So that'll be a lot of fun. I won't say what I'm going to discuss. So we'll see. I'll surprise you. Okay. So that's it for today. And bye-bye for now. And here's bye-bye. And here's, excuse me, here's Ray Rayner saying bye-bye for now. Take care, everybody. So long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.